Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John Prado expected to join us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. John reporting that Jared Jones could be undergoing Tommy John surgery. Now, we found out about the Jared Jones injury in spring training, and at the time, I said the best case scenario is obviously no Tommy John. The worst case scenario is trying to go the rehab route and then him needing to get Tommy John. And then somewhere in between, and Tommy John's never good, would be him actually just getting Tommy John at the time that they found the ligament injury. This is absolutely the worst case scenario.
Yep.
So now Jared Jones isn't going to pitch at all this season. And given the timeline on a Tommy John recovery, isn't going to pitch at all next season, if in fact he does need the surgery. And that's what John Parado is reporting, and we're efforting him right now. Doran, building your team around pitching is so fragile. I mean, this is why. You know, Paul Skenes looks built for it. You know, Steven Strasburg looked built for it, but he had his arm injuries. Garrett Cole had never dealt with it until last year. And then last year, he went the rehab route. And then this year, he does need the Tommy John surgery. So no one who throws that hard is immune to this happening. But the worry with Shohei Ohtani, yeah. Same thing. That guy's a moose. Yep. Like, nobody's immune. But I'll tell you what, Jared Jones, the torque for his size, throwing routinely 97, 98, 99 miles an hour, that was always the worry with him. He had the oblique injury last year. And now, according to John Prado, he's going to need Tommy John. And it brings me back to wanting to criticize the Pirates. Not because they waited. Like, I'll be clear on this. The player is going to have final say in his own body. And if guys have recovered before by going the rehab route, if I were personally presented with the options, either we cut you open and fix it, or you can rehab it and there's a chance it gets fixed, I would go with the rehab route. I don't want to go under the knife. I don't want the anesthesia. I don't want any of that. Especially when you're talking about my pitching elbow. Like, if possible, yeah, I'd put it off. I don't want to kill them for that. But this is why you need to put everything you can into building the best ball club as possible. We might never see, seriously, Paul Skenes and Jared Jones pitch together and as well as they did at the beginning of last season.
Right.
And the same could be true for Bubba Chandler. Hunter Barco left his last start after throwing 23 pitches. He was mowing dudes down at AAA. And it looks like he's only going to need to skip about a start, and he'll take then his next turn in the rotation. But you know, anyone in Major League Baseball, you play 162 of these things, get hurt in any sport. You play professionally, you play at any level, you could get hurt. Pitchers, it's so fragile, this world that they live in, that if you're building a team around the strength of your starting rotation, you need to go full bore, you need to go all in. And the Pirates didn't do it this offseason. And are we ever going to see Skeens and Jones at the height of their powers together? I don't know. But you have to ask the question now. And it's a devastating thing to read yesterday after the Pirates get shut out 1-0 with Paul Skeens on the mound. And you meld these two things together, your starters could be great, and you don't win. And now, one of your building blocks for now and for the future going to be out for 2 seasons? Devastating and depressing are the words that come to my mind.
Yeah, it is. And just waiting as long, and I know that you're not going to crush the Pirates for doing that, but I kind of will. Like, I mean, sometimes you have to take it out of the athlete's hands, especially a young athlete. They're going to say they feel good. They're going to say that they want to play. They're going to say that they want to rehab and get back. But knowing at the end of the day how much that could potentially affect them and your ball club. So you sometimes have to make that decision, even if the athlete does want to keep progressing with the rehab route. Like sometimes you just, and especially baseball, you just got to say, all right, we need to start this process now. And you also have to recognize the window. We talk about the window a lot. Like you knew that at some point somebody in that pitching rotation was going to have to go through this.
Yes, and you just do.
And if you wanted to kind of guess on a guy that probably would have this would happen to, it probably would be Jared Jones out of all the pitchers in the rotation. You didn't maximize that window last year. You had a chance to. You were in the thick of things, and he was pitching. He did get hurt, but...
But then he came back for the stretch run.
Like, you could have added pieces and just kind of really, you know, just produced in that window that you knew was probably going to be short. So I will put it on the Pirates for waiting this long. I will. Because they could have made the decision of just getting it done and starting the process sooner.
Well, you got boobs like me who saw this coming. And if you got boobs like me who saw it coming, then they probably should have seen it coming too.
Right.
To your point. I mean, this is by far the worst case scenario. You know, Tommy John, bad. But if he would be able to join the team next year in the middle portion of the season, when you theoretically should be contending, I mean, they won't be, but they should be, because next year would be year 7 of the damn regime. You'd have him come back as your deadline acquisition, basically.
Yep.
You get to bring this horse back into the rotation. All right, let's go. Now you don't get him to the start of 2027, and we'll see what that even looks like. I mean, is he going to start the season in the major leagues? What's that rehab process going to look like? You know, it's adding injury to insult when Jared Jones, when this news comes out, according to John Parada, who we've now called 5 times and he has an answer. So getting the Belfont snorkel from our friend John, who's very good at his job and one of the nicest dudes out there. Want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
So Colin Beasley writes for the Post-Gazette, right? And I reached out to him yesterday during the Phillies game to see if he might want to join us today at 8. We've never had him on the show. I think he does a nice job. Let's get a relationship going. Let's talk about how awful things have looked for the Pirates all season, but particularly this 3-game set in Philadelphia. He didn't get back to me. Then I see Parada breaks the news. So it's like, all right, let's have Parada on at 8 a.m. Well, then Colin texted me last night. I was already asleep. He's like, oh, come on. Well, you can't come on. Well, now Parada's not coming on.
Right. Of course.
So take you behind the curtain. 412-928-9370. Texter. Adam, I argued with you last season about Jones and his pitching style. You were right. I was wrong. You were concerned about his pitching style and how long he could do that for. I said he was going to be fine. Now he's facing the knife. I'm sure you don't hear I was wrong. You were right enough. So here you go. Love you guys. Pat in the truck. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
I'm so thrilled about this. It's a massive win for me. I'm dancing in the street.
You're really adding up these wins here, pal, over the weekend.
Got the Olave win. Yeah. Got the Olave win.
You're adding them
got
up.
Got this win.
You're adding them up.
I take no joy in this.
No.
Just like people texted me yesterday, oh, you dumbass, look at how good Skeens is. Don't you feel like an idiot? No, I love it when Skeens pitches well because I want him to pitch well. And I want him to be good. And now Callis says he's going to the bathroom.
No.
Can you just wait there for 3 minutes? For God's sakes. Like, Parado calls back. Now we're not even going to be able to have. We are a dumpster fire.
Yep.
Monday morning. Someone also texted in. and said, how dare you compare Scottie Scheffler to Tiger Woods? Tiger was number one for 281 weeks in a row. Don't even compare the two. Stop it. Well, Scottie is on week 137 of being number one. So that goes back to 2022. And I never said he was Tiger Woods.
No, but the closest thing to him.
I think golf is in a much better place when you have a true, clear superstar number one. I think that's the case in everything. What would the WNBA be without Caitlin Clark? And her and Angel Reese had a little scuffle this weekend, which now everyone's arguing about race. And I was like, all right, I'm just gonna watch the basketball. So that happened. So WNBA infinitely better for that.
Yep.
Golf was in the best place it had ever been with Tiger Woods. I think women's tennis with Serena Williams, that was obviously massive for her. Did he actually leave?
Yeah, he's gone.
What the frig? I said don't leave.
Yeah, he's gone. Go ahead and finish, though. More sports. More sports figures.
Novak Djokovic. All those tennis guys. And they, you had three guys at the top of their powers all at once. That made tennis watchable.
Federer,
Nadal.
You know who I liked? Agassi. Andre.
I think he was doing crystal meth.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Why'd you ruin it for me?
I mean, he's still good. It might even make it more impressive.
Yeah.
Like LT, great edge rusher. What a player. A lot of people would argue Lawrence Taylor, the best defensive player of all time. And I'm not sure whether it's more impressive or less impressive because he was doing the cocaine.
Before games, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, that's a performance enhancer, no?
Probably. Probably. Yep. Yeah.
Texter, I have never seen somebody successfully rehab a UCL. It just ain't possible. Well, yes. I mean, Garrett Cole did it last year and then came back and pitched. And then ultimately that cost him and now he's out this year, and I don't know how long that's going to go. Is he going to be back next year? I'm not so sure. We see it fairly frequently where guys are like, oh, I'm just going to throw. But the concern is always, to me, putting it off what is inevitable. And that's obviously what happened here if John Prado's report is right. That you put off then the inevitable and you're costing a guy two seasons. And maybe he cost himself two seasons.
Yeah.
But that was what I was worried about from the very start. Like, when you hear elbow anything, and then you hear we're going to sit him down for a while, it's just, more often than not, anecdotally, like, I don't have the numbers on this, but more often than not, it feels like this is going to happen.
Yes.
Texter, Lawrence Taylor said he drank 24 beers on draft night, didn't even know who drafted him the next day.
Fantastic.
That's a lot of beers. What's the most beers you think you've ever had in a day?
In a day?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like it would have to be start in the morning.
Like a St. Paddy's Day type deal?
Yeah.
Where you start early? I mean, over 30.
What?
Yeah.
I drank a full case of Natural Light between like 9 a.m. and then 3 a.m. when I went to the beach right after the Penguins won the cup in 16. I went to Delaware, saw some of my college buds, and it was all day. But that wasn't 24 hours, no.
I mean, you did it. You just a whole case of Natural Light's 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you did it. So why are you saying what to me whenever you did it?
Well, I needed to do the math in my head. Texter. Crowley, my friend, you obviously don't watch nor play golf. I do not play very well. As good as Scheffler may be, he is not clear and away number one. Rory is the fan favorite by far, even if he never wins again. He is clearly far and away number one. He's been the number one golfer in the world for 137 weeks. What are you talking about? He just won a major. He was 30 under last week or something like that. He's the massive favorite to win at Oakmont at plus 500. The next guy's at plus 1,000. What are you talking about? He's not the clear and away number one. He absolutely is. Yeah, I know Rory won. And congratulations to Rory on getting a green jacket and all that. And I like Rory. Mm-hmm. I root for Rory. But the best golfer on planet Earth right now is Scottie Scheffler.
And there's no doubt about it.
That's not even debatable.
No, it's not. It's not debatable at all.
What are we doing? People love Tiger. That's what happens. People come out of the woodwork talking Tiger Woods. You mentioned Tiger, and people go, oh, he's not Tiger. I know. Tiger's the best golfer that any of us have ever laid our two eyes on.
Mm-hmm.
But you're allowed to say that Scotty's the best thing that we've seen
now.
Now, and since Tiger, and the best thing for golf since Tiger Woods. Of course you could say that. Texter, cocaine is one of the best PEDs to exist. Its highly addictive properties are what prevents it from being used by more athletes. Okay, thank you.
He's coming in right now.
Callis?
Yep.
Great. I can't even ask him what happened.
You should have seen how he was just running. He's back.
All right. We'll see if we can get in touch with John Parrotto. We'll react a little bit more to Jared Jones, according to his report, having to go under the knife. That's on the way at 412-928-9370. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Still no John Parrotto. He snorkeled a storm.
He sure did.
I'm wondering if he thought I wanted him to come on at 8 p.m.
I think he might know what time you're on the radio.
Maybe he's sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So Parrotto reporting that Jared Jones is going to need Tommy John surgery. It is May 19th. So that's very bad because it would mean he'd miss this season and next. Let's just go over what this season has been like for Pirates fans.
Oh, no.
Let's do this here. So you trade Luis Ortiz for Spencer Horowitz, right? Then Spencer Horowitz, he's out until just this weekend with the wrist injury. So he's missing a bunch of time. You get Tommy Pham as your big free agent signing, and he stinks. You start the season, and a guy that we're actually excited about, who's a first-round pick, hits a home run, and then as he's jogging to first base, he re-injures himself, and we haven't seen him since, and that's Nick Gonzalez. Jared Jones now going to need Tommy John surgery. Andy Rodriguez, who you finally got back, he's hurt.
Oviedo,
setback there. A guy that they were counting on potentially at some point this season. Well, nothing. So you got all that. David Bednar, your two-time All-Star closer, had to be sent down to the minor leagues. You put Colin Holderman, who had been good for you up until a certain point last year, you put him on IL because, let's do the phantom thing and let's see if you unplug him and plug him back in. If he can regain his form, he has not. He has an ERA up over 7. All those things have happened, and we're talking about injuries. O'Neill Cruz looked like he was finally turning the corner. O'Neill Cruz has struck out in 13 of his last 16 at-bats, which preceded the injury, and then he just clearly hasn't looked like the same guy. He needs to be on the IL right now. Like, we probably need to spend a little bit more time on that one. Like, he was having a great season, and he's come back, and he can't. I mean, he just looks totally out of timing and rhythm, and I mean, he's sort of smarting out there. Like, he's got to go on the IL. Because he ain't helping you, and it looked like he was finally turning into that superstar player. The way he was stealing bases, the way he was drawing walks, and the requisite power has always been there. So you're dealing with an injury there. Am I missing anything else in the injury front? Someone could text in at 412-928-9370.
Reynolds.
Brian Reynolds. Oh, yes. His triceps was hurt, so he could hit, but he couldn't play the field. And then when he comes back and he can't play the field, he actually can't hit. And he hit a homer the other night, and that was nice to see. But he has been mired in the worst hitting slump of his entire career. And let's face it, mathematically, the season is already over. So whenever he's back and hitting the way he always seems to be back and hitting in June, the damn season's going to be over. You're right. Thank you for adding him in there. Oh, Jack Swinski, he's going to turn it around, Doran. He hit 26 homers his first year. He's Ralph Kiner. He goes down to AAA, guess he's hitting home runs now. He can't hit at the major league level. Anybody else I'm missing? I don't think so. But you can text us at 412-928-9370. That's all the injury stuff. And the Tommy Pham signing. Then you think about the Bucko Bricks. And now that came back up last week because there's an independent investigation going into the damn thing. You got the Surfside logo being plastered on top of the Clemente logo on the right field wall. You've got a Pirates team employee beating a fan with a belt. Now, I'll always stick up for this guy. He got spit on.
Yep.
And he was just trying to stick up for another team employee. But still, nationally, didn't look good. You got a guy who falls out of the front row of the stands, lands on his head. Seems like he's doing way better than the initial prognosis.
That's great to hear.
Which, thank God for that.
Yes.
And I want to be careful here. I'm not blaming the Pirates. But that's another national story this year that doesn't look very good for them. You got all that. In addition to the Pirates being one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball and being by far the worst hitting team in Major League Baseball, 30th in runs scored. They've scored 141 runs. The next closest team is the White Sox, who are in the middle of a rebuild, and we're supposed to be rebuilding, and they've scored 11 more runs than you. The Dodgers have scored 131 more runs than you. The damn Dodgers! You're 26th, though, in on-base percentage, Doran. So they've been much better getting on-base than they have been at batting average, where they're also dead last. OPS, they're dead last. Slugging percentage, they're dead last.
And they fired their manager.
They fired the manager. Worse yet, they didn't fire the GM. Texter, did you forget about Big Hank Davis? Sure. The guy couldn't play defense initially. Everyone thought he'd hit at the big league level. Now he's got the quickest pop time in Major League Baseball, and he's framing pitches left and right, and he can't hit worth a lick. They turned a guy who was all bat and no glove into all glove and no bat. Why am I saying all this? Because I think you can make the argument that this is the worst Pirates season that any of us have ever witnessed.
Position changes?
Everyone's changing positions! Let's play Andy Rodriguez at first. Andrew McCutchen, God forbid they had to play him in left field the other day. Your shortstop's playing center field. The shortstop you do have is a utility guy. Better served to play third base or any other spot on the diamond than shortstop.
Lujinski.
I mean, Carter Lujinski's a reliever, Doran. He stunk the other day. He had a good start, two starts ago. Great for him. He's a bullpen guy. They put him out there every day. Bubba Chandler mowing people down at AAA. Oh, you can't have him up here. Super 2. It's the worst Pirate season I can remember. And the freaking Parrot used to sell drugs. And some of it's their fault, and some of it's not their fault. Like Jared Jones' elbow giving out, that ain't their fault, but it happened. It ain't necessarily their fault that Johan Oviedo's elbow blows out. Of course it's not. But this is the worst season ever because the expectations are last year through 107 games. Oh, wow, look at what they are. Year five, finally, they are competitive. And they got Paul Skeens, and they got Jared Jones, and they paid Mitch Keller. And they finally paid a dude $100 million in Brian Reynolds. He doesn't hit until June. He shouldn't even be here till June.
No hitting coach.
Oh, you got Matt Hagen here, the hit collector. Well, he must be collecting them all because no one else is hitting. He's collecting them like Yu-Gi-Oh cards. He's got all the hits in his pocket. Nobody else has any hits because, oh, Matt Hagen collected them. So you know what they did? They bring back Gene Lamont. They brought back Gene Lamont, whose claim to fame was going four games under 500 in 1997 with the Freak Show. And I like Gene Lamont. I'm happy they did it. But, like, that's where we are. Oh, this team is so bad. You know what we should do? Let's call up Gene Lamont. I wonder what Jim Tracy's doing. John Russell. Anyway. Blame Parado for that. We had a nice nuts and bolts conversation with John Parado instead of freaking out. Texter, you're broadcasting in all caps again. Well, I think it's warranted. Don't we think that's warranted? And yes. you're stirring the pot.
Why? I'm just.
You're just throwing it. Carmen Majinski.
You're going.
And then they send Matt Gorski down. Gorski hits a homer. He robs a home run. I was not aware of your abilities in center field, Mr. Gorski. He robs a home run. He hits a home run. Oh, let's send him down to the minors when chronic wrist injury Horowitz comes back up. And let's keep Tommy Pham on the 26-man roster. Texter, hey, loudmouth, STFU. You feel the same way. All right.
Whew.
Coming up next. Peter Schrager works for ESPN now. He had something to say about Mike Tomlin that, while true, is also annoying. We'll get to that coming up next.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some people said it was too early for me to get that passionate. Well, too bad. I want the Pirates to win, and they're not winning. And it's not just that they're not winning, it's that they don't score runs. And that they're wasting Paul Skeens for a second year in a row. I mean, yesterday was, if you wanted to tell somebody what it's like to be a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, just have them watch the game yesterday. That's it. That'll give it to you in a nutshell. Skeens goes out, looks every bit as good as he ever has looked in a Pirates uniform, and that's saying something. Gives up one run on a friggin' double play that should have been turned and isn't. And the guy is safe by like an inch. And that run scoring is the difference between him getting a W or not, the team getting a W or not. They're 3-7 now in his 10 starts. And he's got a 2.44 ERA. And I've said this time and time again. He hasn't been as dominant this year. Two times he has, against the Dodgers and yesterday against the Phillies. And yet he's still been outstanding, one of the best pitchers in baseball with a 2.44 ERA, and they're 3-7 in his 10 starts. It's a disaster. Somebody else said, you should be fired immediately because of your implication of the pirate parrot selling drugs. Are you not aware of the 1985 Pittsburgh drug trials? Maybe you do a little research. And yes, did I throw it in there for comedic effect? Of course I did, but it was also something that happened.
Right.
Here's the story. The man inside the pirate parrot costume was found to be involved in buying and delivering cocaine to some Pittsburgh Pirates players. He reportedly, I'm not going to use their name, acted as a middleman between drug dealers and the players, facilitating the distribution of cocaine. What a franchise. On to the Steelers.
Yes.
Peter Schrager.
Hear it from Steelers fans, though. Like, we're in the national media, and we always hear, like, you in the national media love Tomlin. You're right. All about, like, Tomlin can't win the big one. Steelers fans are like, he doesn't win. He doesn't win when it matters. So I see Ryan saying this, and I, to your point, Dan, like, this isn't coming from some talking. Ryan Clark is a beloved Steeler who is very close with Mike Tomlin. So I see that, and that's why this gets attention. When you say the word stale, that said, he still is the loudest voice in the building. And if he were to leave Pittsburgh, and he would have to be fired, because I don't think it would be able to go contractually this way, there would be a line of probably 15 teams. Mm. To hire. And guess what? There would be a line of not only four broadcast networks, but 11 streamers and whoever else the NFL commissioner is doing upfronts for to get him on a broadcast crew. So Tomlin would still be the number one target in the offseason if he were to ever leave.
Great. He'd do TV. I love Schrager. I think he does a great job. He's super tapped in, really energetic. He's different, which I think they need. Like, all these insiders seem to be, hey, I'm an insider. I'm Adam Schefter. Look at how big my knot is on my tie. Schrager's fun, and I like that about him. He was super entertaining on Good Morning Football, and I'm not, like, personally taking shots at this dude. But you can't say, all I hear from Steelers fans is X, Y, Z. The national media loves Tomlin so much. And then brief pause where you take a breath, and then, oh, every team in the National Football League would be lining up for his services. That's a lot of national love from Schrager being sprinkled upon Mike Tomlin. He's not wrong.
No.
But Mike Tomlin also hasn't won, quote-unquote, the big one in almost a decade? That's factually correct. Why do I care if he get hired someplace else? Andy Reid got hired someplace else. He won. He was better for it. The Eagles, they've won multiple championships.
Almost two decades.
Yeah. So, like, what are we doing here? And I don't know who it was who was on set with Schrager who threw the in there after Peter Schrager said the thing that has been said hundreds of times by national analysts. Oh, if the Steelers fired Mike Tomlin, he'd be hired in 8 seconds. And then you hear like that point has never been raised before. That's the point that always gets brought up. You want to know why? Because you can't argue the other stuff. I'm sure it's a fact that Mike Tomlin would get hired, whether it be by a TV network or by another NFL franchise, real damn quick.
Absolutely.
Real damn quick. But you can't push back on the guy hasn't won enough big games. And that's why they say the thing, oh, the line would be out the door. Oh, Mike Tomlin would get hired. Of course he'd be hired. He hasn't won a big game. You can't argue that point. That's a fact. It's been 8 years since they've been competitive in a playoff game. So I don't want to hear, oh, the national, oh, like, you're making fun of us Steelers fans. No, we got it right. And the national media got it wrong. And I'm not even saying Tomlin's a bad coach. I think Tomlin would go someplace else, probably would win. Especially if the GM had the ability to build the roster.
Well, we're always told about the standard as the standard. And, like, we set the standard, too, from what we're being told. And they haven't met the standard. So, like, what is the standard for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Like, what are they trying to accomplish? If it is just having winning seasons, then okay, maybe we need to lower our expectations. But our expectations, and we feel like the Steelers' expectations, is to win championships, and they've fallen incredibly short.
And what you'll hear is, oh, Tomlin's done a lot of winning since Ben with a lot of bad quarterback play. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Quarterbacks that he handpicked. I mean, Kenny Pickett's not a Steeler if Mike Tomlin doesn't want him to be a Steeler. Neither is Mitch Trubisky and all these guys. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and they were 4-2 with Justin Fields, and he was the lone wolf, and he's the one that wanted to go with Russell Wilson. I'm so tired of the expectations during the offseason getting set very low by the national media, and then Mike Tomlin incrementally outperforms those low expectations, and we're told what a great coach he is because he built a roster that was not complete and then happened to win with the roster that was his fault. I'm tired of it. And I like calling guys out on the BS because it's nonsense to me.
Well, it's easy. It's like,
it is, yeah.
You know, it's easy. It's easy to say that. It's easy to say that Mike Tomlin will get another job because he will.
He will.
So easy to say Mike Tomlin will have a $100 million contract on a TV network because he would.
But I'd love to see him on TV.
That doesn't mean that he's doing a great job right now.
Right. And a lot of teams, part of this is a ton of teams would line up to go 10-7 and just make the playoffs every year. That ain't the way we do it over here.
No.
That ain't good enough. Like, I heard, was it Jody on last night when I was driving back from a cookout yesterday, Dorn, had some burgers.
Nice.
Brisket up in there, some all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving back and listening to Jody saying, it's tough to be a Yankee fan right now. Well, not compared to being a Pirate fan,
right,
but compared to your own expectations and losing games to, like, the Mets, yeah, it sucks because you're graded differently than the rest of the franchises. And they have certain advantages the Steelers don't because they can spend as much money as they want to. And okay, a little luxury tax, they still got the money. They have an advantage. The Steelers don't have that same advantage. But the expectations here are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Other franchises, they would sign up for winning 10 games. Great. It's not good enough here. 412-928-9370. Mark Caboli going to be joining us. He, of course, from The Athletic. Owners meetings this week, Doran, where they're going to try to ban the push-tush and they're going to try to ruin the playoffs. We'll get into all that. Mark Caboli joining us now until 10 o'clock for the remainder of the show. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Apparently, I said Mark was from The Athletic when I was teasing him in the last segment. Mark, I apologize for that.
I didn't hear it, so we'll give you a pass on that one, but don't ever let it happen again.
Apparently, I also said the push-tush when I meant to say the tush-push, and Doran's shaking his head yes. Yeah. Thank you for not throwing me under the bus, Doran.
Yeah, just let it go.
When did this term from the tush-push, from the bush-push to the tush-push? I always thought it was the Bush push in college from the USC days.
Yeah, it was because of Reggie Bush.
Yeah, but I thought that was how it always referred to
when there's no player
right
named Bush, you can't be saying it's the Bush push.
That's like saying there's no Clemente Wall because he doesn't play anymore. What are you talking about?
It's a different thing. Reggie Bush, did he play quarterback?
He invented the play.
He didn't. It's all his linemen and people pushed him. He wasn't a quarterback. It's a different thing.
He pushed Liner.
Right? Why are we talking? Yes. Oh, yeah, wait, no, he pushed Liner.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm wrong. I'm all over
it
today.
Well, you're getting pushed from the butt, so it's the tush push. And mm-hmm. Just kind of
yeah.
The bush push.
So they're going to vote on that this week.
That's going to pass. They're going to.
They're going to ban it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently, that was pretty much a done deal at the owners' meeting in whenever that was, March.
Mm-hmm.
They tabled it for this, but everything you heard from it's gone.
Here's what I don't understand. Like, I heard that there was some discussion about, okay, forget just the tush push. Any eligible players getting pushed by teammates, they were trying to sort of tie it all together. Now it sounds like they're not. To which I would ask, what's the difference? Mm-hmm. If you're pushing a quarterback from behind to gain an advantage, then how many times have we seen it with Najee Harris? He keeps his legs moving, and then three offensive linemen get behind him, and they're pushing him. What's the difference? If it's an injury thing, which they're saying it is, like that's the don't want guys to get hurt, wouldn't there be just as much of an injury concern there as there would be on the bush push or the tush push
yeah.
or the brotherly shove well, or whatever you want to call it?
You're allowed to push, but you're not allowed to pull. Wait, where are we going at here? Yes, you're not allowed to pull people into the end zone,
mm-hmm.
but you can push them into
I'm saying if you're getting rid of the tush push, then nobody should be allowed to push a skill position guy. Because they're saying it under the guise of it being an injury risk, even though Mike Tomlin at the owner's meeting said we don't even have enough data to be able to ascertain whether or not it's an injury
risk. You got the biggest piece of data right here, a former NFL player. Is it dangerous?
It can be. Yeah, it can be. The way that you have to get, how low you have to get, and then the size of each guy on the offensive side of the ball, and you know, just kind of sticking your head down into the ground to try to stop it. Yeah, it could be dangerous.
I get that. If they want to say it's an injury risk, totally understand. But then ban all the other stuff too. And if you're only banning this particular play, I think it's total weak sauce from the NFL. Every team that couldn't
you're allowed
stop
to do it. Everybody's allowed to do it.
That too.
It's not like one team is only allowed to do it. Okay, yeah, ban it. But
right?
you can do it too.
You are allowed to do it. You're also allowed to stop it. And nobody stopped it. And we saw Buffalo try to do it.
Josh Allen's awful at it.
Really bad at it.
You think he would be, 6'5", 240. He would be good at that. But it's something to that. I mean, I wonder if any offensive players are like secretly saying, well, thank goodness.
Maybe. I've heard it brought up that, a couple of the Eagles' interior offensive linemen were nicked up and banged up for the Super Bowl, and maybe something happened on one of those tush-push plays. I don't know.
You get about 7,000 pounds laying on top of you. There's no breath coming into your lungs at that point.
You, as a ball carrier, you cease all control. I mean, you've got, and I'm not there in the trenches, Doran, like you've been, but you've got a 350-pound nose tackle who is pressing on you from the front, and then you've got a massive humanity pushing on you from the back. Yeah, I could see it being an injury issue, but the data's just not there for it yet. So give him more data before you ban it. Because if not, if there's no data, if there's no proof that it's causing guys to get hurt, even though, you know, it looks like a play that would get you hurt, now you're just banning it because you can't stop it. And I think that's weak. W-E-A-K, weak.
Mm-hmm. You've been fired up today, Adam.
Yeah, it's been one
very
of those
shows. Fired up.
Oh, we're all jammed up today on a Monday.
Yet you're still wearing the Bucco garb.
It's a nice hat. I love the Pirate P. You don't like the Pirate P? You know what my father-in-law always says when I wear this set? He goes, oh, Adam, you got pee on your hat.
That's a good one.
Gets a laugh every time.
That's a good one.
All right, Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. High is 66 today. Going to be a beautiful night when the Pirates take on the Reds at 640. It looks like first pitch time going to be about 64 degrees. Some cloud cover. Nice night to take in a ball game.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.